Hi, it's Dave here with the love of God, presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. What it is, the sin problem we all have, came first from our original progenitor, Adam, in the garden when he failed God's command to walk with God in the cool of the garden, and he was distracted and ate the fruit, but most of all, he had disobeyed God's direct command, and that became a sin problem. So God made clothes for Adam and Eve out of animal skins, and this showed the first sacrifice for sin that was made by God himself in the saving of Adam. So we know that God made a covenant with Adam to look after the garden and name the animals. And later on, through the line of Seth, civilization, and God had to bring an end to it after Noah, and saving eight people in Noah's time through the ark and water. Then made a covenant with Abraham because Abraham pleased God and it was counted to him for righteousness. He was called the friend of God. By the fullness of God, we can become friends of God too. God loves us very much, and he has this covenant he then made later with Moses and the Israelites at Mount Sinai, and the crossing of the Red Sea, symbolizing our salvation, and at Mount Sinai, the giving of the law, so that when it came time for the giving of the law, Moses was able to speak to God and hear from God. And that covenant was faulty in that it was us that failed, and God had to send his own son to remedy the situation, whereby we could have a hope of heaven and a new life. And the new covenant that he did put in place when Jesus was crucified on the cross and rose again on the empty tomb. And we know that Jesus did live a favor with God filled life in fullness, in favor and holiness and righteousness before God, to the letter and to the spirit. And he loved God, his Father, and prayed Abba Father to him daily. And the Holy Spirit told him what to do and what to say. And he did nothing except the Father told him to do it. He healed people, did miracles and signs and wonder, and he did all these things in the power of the Holy Spirit. He was even led into the wilderness to be tempted by the Holy, by the devil, and be come out full of the Holy Spirit. And we know that Jesus was able to be resurrected, and he showed us what a resurrected body was like, and we'll have that body too. But we must recognize that salvation is first of all from sin, and to newness of life, and the love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, meekness, self-control of the Spirit, that eightfold commentary on love. And we know that the love, joy, and peace is part of the kingdom of God that we strive for. After we're saved, it becomes a desire for God to have a mastery over our lives, because we're happy for the forgiveness he brings. And it's a freedom from sin, because Jesus takes away all our sins and he makes us brand new creatures with new hearts, new minds, and new spirits, brand new, that love the law of God inside and out, but most of all have the fulfillment of the requirement of the law by Christ himself within us, through the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us and filling us to fullness at every moment. And we know that Jesus died for us, that we might know that love daily and moment by moment, and finding within our hearts the wherewithal to obey Jesus to the end and live for that time when he calls us home. All things work together for the good of them that love God, to the called according to his purpose. Praise God. So let's walk with God today and be a blessing. Amen.